fat. Some of it I've given away. I guess that comes from thinking nobody could want it. Fat. Something you take in and just can't use. It hangs around, reminding you of what wasn't totally digested. A layer of heavy water, something greasy. Having so much, I used to dream that those 4:30, tall, thin, shadow thighs were me. Pressed so hard, it hurt, a punishment, squeezing myself into me, into what I didn't want. Afternoons with the shades drawn, examining and hating what I saw. Longing for one of those swelt bodies, like in Vogue. I used to put the scale back 10 pounds. I still do. And would have beat myself with the heaviest rubber chains. When I was 12, I bought one of those Playtex rubber girdles. Nobody knew I peeled it off with the door locked tight. Jessica's mother once said, "Lynn, you'll never get cold this winter. Fat legs like that." Now, how could something like fat ever protect you from anything outside, being only an extension of yourself, cells spreading, making you more vulnerable? After all, fat people have many more places to bruise or to scar. I sat in a room and watched the river when the other skinny girls were going across the state line, were necking in cars at Lake Bombazine, despising those layers I didn't need, belly that I hated and squeezed into clothes at least one size too small, and hips. But the worst, what I hated the most, were my thighs, the way they spread out on benches for basketball practice. Once, I lay on my back, cycling air in my mother's gray living room, until the room spun. White waves of the body, I was so ashamed I wouldn't even go to the beach. My mother always said, "Yes, you're pretty. Eat." And I curled into myself, eating M&Ms in the brown chair, eating everything that made me worse. Though I wanted to wear pleats and be delicate. In one furniture store, a man asked my mother, "Is it difficult having one daughter who's so lovely?" He looked at my sister. And then the other, he looked at me. I hated my sister for being blonde, her body like a keen waif. I was jealous of her eggnogs and chocolate, how meat had to be coaxed to her bones. Look, you can't camouflage, hold anything in that long. It explodes, a rubber girdle pops, elastic, letting go. Then they know that there's more than you can handle. Look at me now, and you're probably saying, "But those thin wrists." Listen, when I weigh over 100, I break out in hives. We all think of ourselves the way we were, especially when it comes to what we don't love. Once, when I was walking home from school, the elastic on my underpants died. The next day, someone wrote "kike" on the blackboard. Both I knew were simply a result of fat. I have never been good at getting rid of what I can't use, old clothes, husbands. But that's when I knew that I had to. That round face with plastic glasses, bulging thighs. You know, when some man says love, I still don't believe him. So if I wear my clothes too short, it's to remind myself. I still avoid every mirror, every glass. is to remind myself that my legs are not unlovable. I want you to see I finally am somebody you might just want to dance with. This me waiting years underneath on the sidelines, it's been years of getting down to, but it really is sweetest, close to the bone.